Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
Alright, episode 9.
Episode 9.
I am Tim, here with my co-host,
Mr. Corey.
A little more manly.
It's going to be so true.
No guest today.
We're just chilling.
We're just chilling, yeah. We've got a bunch lined up. The scheduling's been going good. We're just going to talk. We're just going to do another full-on beard episode.
Oh, just about beards?
Just about beards. Dude, like, ooh, our Mine and Yours Beards in the Workplace episode was really good. So this will just be another piece of content that's just full-on about facial hair, right? So let's start. Let's take out some stuff.
I want wild yucca.
Wild yucca. And lavender put you right to sleep?
Dude, no. Like, I feel like saying wild yucca makes me, like, get yourself some wild yucca.
Sure.
How about you?
Okay.
Take a wild ride. Like, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
You know those fucking, like...
Tell me.
Stallions that you see, like... I are they called stallions? Like, are wild horses called stallions?
I think stallion is a term...
For a boy.
Well, yeah.
For a dude.
I think a stallion is, like, the guy who's actually... The horse they're actually using to reproduce, right? Or no?
So, like, they get his...
He's the fucker, okay?
I don't know if that works that way, dude. I have legit seen businesses that are like, get your semen here. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like,
for horses?
Yeah. Like, well, livestock and shit. Oh, like, dude, yeah, I mean, if you think about it.
Uh-oh, phone's falling over there.
Oh, no. Oh, man. See, and this is what I do with the beard oil, to be honest. I put it all on my goddamn face. What happened to your shit?
I don't
know. Fucking shit up.
Tripod just.
I honestly just put it straight on my face.
I know. Okay, so
and then I work it in afterwards.
In my new guide that I'm building right now, like not like a course but a guide. I actually wrote that there's, in my opinion, two ways for application. One is traditional, which I'm doing right now. The other one is oh, it smells so good. Yeah. Oh my god.
That's what I said. It like when I start putting it on, I'm like oh.
Fucking A. Wild yucca smells so damn good.
And I feel like it's going to be like some like Sam Elliott looking motherfucker being like, you ever felt the wind on your back when you're out swimming in a mud hole?
Ever been riding swimming in a mud hole? Is there some sort of double meaning there?
Well, if you're Sam Elliott, probably.
Anyway, yeah. So our last beard exclusive episode was what? It was Beards in the Workplace.
Beards in the Workplace.
Right, and we actually got a lot of feedback from people in Hollywood that we missed, right?
Yeah, there was quite a few.
I know, so many that I didn't even think of. But
it was on the fly.
But people were talking about characters, not as much an actor.
But if you think about it, a lot of these actors now, like I'm starting to see pictures like. Like, I saw a picture, like, Fred Durst. Have you seen Fred Durst?
Yeah, he's the old man.
Fred Durst, R5. I fucking love it so much.
His old man persona or whatever.
Oh, dude, I love it so much with, like, the white beard and, like, the white and black beard. Yeah, I love
Well, they were calling it old man music.
Yeah.
So he's just like, fuck it.
So why the fuck not?
And market the shit out of it, and they're just tearing it up, dude.
Like, Fred Durst has a beard?
This damn tripod, this thing sucks.
Maybe. I thought it was good.
Yeah, well, so did I, but
evidently
it's not.
Money not well spent.
I got it at Goodwill, so it's not.
Oh, Goodwill, where a person's treasures become shit that you buy and then sell. Yeah. Dude, my dad used to do that shit. My dad totally used to do, like, eBay, like, go to Goodwill, flip it shit. He did that for a little bit. I thought it was weird. Like,
no, it's not.
It was like weird shit. Like, he's selling like a fucking like football helmet and shit. And I'm like, really?
Like, I pick stuff that's small that I can ship. I mean, I do have some bigger stuff. I've got a baseball bat over there.
Oh, I've got a big stuff. You have a baseball, like, what kind of baseball bat? Is it aluminum?
It's a aluminum slow pitch softball bat. I spent $5 on it, and it sells for roughly $40.
So what's the question? Here's my question. What's the difference between a softball, like, slow pitch bat and, like, a softball fast pitch bat?
I don't know. You'd have to ask some women, dude. I have no idea the difference between softball time out. And shit.
You said I'd have to ask some women. Why can't I? You don't think there's men that know? Sexist son of a bitch.
Nope. That's a women's sport. Unless you changed your gender, you can't play.
Well, yeah, you can't play, but you might know shit about it. Like, there's sportscasters.
No, I do. I have no clue the difference between.
Well, I know. I know. There's. Oh, dude, I know. There's a. I know what the difference is between the two.
Sure. Like,
fast pitch, 93 fucking miles an hour. Like, have you seen those women?
The most impressive thing is this fucking underhand, bro.
Yeah.
Those bitches are like. Do you think they train by bowling?
Oh.
Right. Have you ever thought of that? Now, they do one whole rotation, which you don't in bowling, but do you think they train with, like, fucking bowling balls?
Like, getting that last oomph at that? Fuck yeah.
They're using, like, 12 for 13-pounders, and then they get the softball. It's like, Jesus Christ. Seems like a little tiny rock.
I've got something that's going to take someone's fucking head off.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Dude, those chicks are crazy, man.
I do know some people.
Yeah.
The fuck is going on with your phone over there?
Just getting messages. It is what it is. Anyway, so...
God, that wild... It's like lingering in my face and it makes you want to go, like, take a ride.
Of course I'm going to talk it up because it's mine, but that wild Yukon is just something else.
It's not one I wear often, but I like it on a special night.
Go ahead.
Tonight is a special night.
Yeah, it is. Tell them why.
It is one of my favorite days of the year. It only it happens quite a bit nowadays.
It's your birthday. It means BJ night, right?
is that what's supposed to happen on?
Fuck no, not in my life.
It was like birthdays. I maybe get a good dinner that I have to grill.
But no, what's today?
Friday the 13th. This is going to come out on Monday, but...
Yeah, it will.
But this is one of my favorite days.
Like, sure.
Friday the 13th, man.
Are there more than one... How many Friday the 13th do we have in 2021?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Look it up.
I'm going to... Jamie, pull that shit up. We need to get a Jamie. Like, I feel like we need to get a monkey that just sits... Not a monkey. Well, fuck, if we could afford a monkey, that would be...
Yeah, like Mauricio from Friends. That'd be cool.
Was there a monkey on Friends?
Yeah, it was Ross's monkey.
Dude, I've never watched.
You know, I just watched it when it was on TV. I've never actively rewatched that shit.
Okay, time out. I've never actively rewatched this shit, but you know that he has a monkey named Mauricio.
Yeah.
So you've seen enough. Well,
I grew up watching.
See, I guess I didn't. I didn't watch anything. All right, so let me see. What was I supposed to be fucking looking up again? Friday the 13th, how many, okay, fuck, I'm going to do it this way. How many Friday the 13th are there in 2021? Fuck it, I'm just going to go simple with it.
According to EarthSky, any calendar year has at least one Friday the 13th and can have as many as three Friday the 13ths. This year, 2021, we have only one, August 13th.
Oh shit, that's today. We are a special year.
No,
any calendar year has at least one Friday.
Really? Even leap year?
Every calendar year.
We've never missed a single one.
Has at least one, but some of them, there are three. You can have up to three.
You know what would be baller?
Well, I don't want to say, was there three last year?
Dude, 2020 is so fucked, I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure there had to have been three Friday the 13th last year.
You know what I hope? I just hope Halloween lands on a Friday or Saturday this year.
Let's check that shit out.
Trick-or-treating on a Tuesday night sucks fucking dick.
I don't go trick-or-treating anymore. My kids are old, so they don't give a shit about trick-or-treating. My 16-year-old does. My 16-year-old still wants to go.
Dude, you kind of get out of it for a couple years, and then when you're in your teens, you're like, oh shit,
candy. I can go get candy again. Yeah, fuck yeah. And then it's...
Dude, no, trick-or-treating.
31st, Sunday.
No!
Yep.
That's fucking horrible.
Like, I hate when holidays are on
The one that pisses me off the most is the 4th of July. This year it was on a Sunday. That fucking blows, man. Okay, I don't stay up late regardless, but I wanted people to be able to have fun aside from the drought we're in. I wanted people to be able to have fun, light fireworks, and drink all night. Sunday night, who knows the fuck is doing that?
I gotta go to work at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, man. Everyone knows damn well all your employees are partying for 4th of July.
And you're gonna call out.
Yeah.
I get it.
I know, right?
Places have to be open, though, too, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, places. Because you're going to be hungover as shit, and you're going to be like, I want some fucking McDonald's, and, like, I'm hungover.
I feel like there should be altered hours on July 4th, just fucking because. You know? But granted, I bet food places are actually pretty slow on the 4th of July, because I went to three barbecues on the 4th, dude.
Well, and I mean, I guess I've been...
That's a lot of barbecues, bro.
It's because we like celebrating our Independence Day by eating.
Mm, America.
And lighting shit on fire.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, what do you
think of my new mustache up there? So I used to treat that as an ashtray when I had my poker room in my garage.
I get it.
I found it when I was unpacking some shit yesterday because I changed up the lights. If you couldn't tell, it's more of like a nice ambient. It's much softer in here, and I actually really enjoy it.
It makes me feel like I'm gonna be wrapped into bed.
Ooh,
well, see again, this wild UConn,
I'm gonna take that.
This totally has me in the mood.
This little mustache actually kind of looks like my logo too.
Ooh, yeah, it triangle. Does.
So I mean, it's damn near.
It doesn't look like the penises anymore.
No, it's damn near spot on, but it's just one of those stupid little things. I wish we could get our little sign working, but oh well. I still got to take it apart and check the bulbs.
Bulbs.
The bulbs. Okay, so beards. Where do we want to go?
Where do I want
to? I feel like we're past.
We said it last time.
I feel like we're past the
great before I shave before I die. I'm going to keep it going.
Well, yeah, for sure. I want to know why our presidents got off of wearing like mustaches.
You said our presidents got off.
we know Bill did.
Ooh.
You know? How many BJs do you think there's been in the White House?
Are we talking like married BJs?
No, fuck no.
Or like
blowjobs in general. Everybody knows none of those fuckers.
Every single blowjob.
Everyone knows nobody in Washington. Okay,
can keep their lips off of a penis.
Exactly. So I'm gonna turn this into a headliner clip, right? So I'm gonna ask, how many BJs do you think there's been in the White House?
I'm gonna say, for every president.
Yeah, total BJs.
They've had like six a day.
Six a day for the every president? Single president.
The president.
So we're on president with number 51 or what are we on? 52? 53? What the fuck is Biden's or what president?
40, 50?
Yeah. Regardless, dude, you better look that up.
I'm going to be so wrong on this.
I feel like we've already passed 50, have we not? No.
No.
No, we haven't. We haven't had a 50th president yet. Barack was the 46th? 47? Fuck, I don't know. Chad, help us out here. Come on.
47th vice president. 46th. President.
Who are they, 46?
46.
Biden is our 46th.
That's what it totally says. He was inaugurated as
okay,
the 46th.
Okay, so if all of them are getting six BJs, I feel like Trump and Bill Clinton probably top the list on BJs of those.
But I'm sure they probably.
If dude, all I of them think, are getting I think, six.
I think Bill Clinton got that many.
Six a day?
Okay.
Who the fuck would want Hillary Clinton to, one, be married to her, two, why the fuck would you want your wiener in that disgusting person's mouth?
Blowjob is a blowjob.
I'm not going to lie. Hillary Clinton is the most disgusting creature. South Park's the representation of her was perfect.
A blowjob is a blowjob. Close your eyes.
Okay. Maybe for you, bud.
I don't know.
Yeah, you
think,
put, think, you
think,
fucking,
think about that real hard.
Are you putting peanut butter all over yourself and going to the Help for Homeless Pet Shelter then?
No, I go to the zoo.
The zoo.
We got buffaloes.
Oh, you spend all your time in the fucking otter. Fucking
habitat. Oh, fuck, I would love to go and hang out with the otters.
Yeah.
But not in, like, the way that you're thinking. Like,
we were already talking about your wiener being covered in peanut butter, so.
But you said my whole body.
No. We were talking about BJs.
Well.
Let's be real.
Why would I need to like cover my dong in peanut butter to get a BJ? Is that something that you have to do? Like, I feel like we're breaking into like.
For what? I don't even have a dog.
You don't have a dog?
I've never had a fucking dog. I'm a cat person, bro.
I said dong.
Dong?
Dong. Like.
Dog or dong? Are you saying pan or panned?
Like, yo dick.
Oh, D-O-N-G.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I was like.
You said fucking dog, bro.
Like, I don't have a dog. Like, cool, no. Dude. I've got two
kids, bro.
Have you never heard of sperm banks?
Yeah. These kids are mine.
I watched The Office. That shit happened.
You ever see the show Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
That show was funny. That was pretty good.
I like that one, too. That was pretty good.
But no, dude. Okay, I want to make a point about beards here. This is 2021. We're all getting super progressive, right? You can identify
as anything. Everyone has some sort of beard.
But these women who are identifying as men now, and they're getting hormone replacement therapy and stuff. Oh, dude,
some of them have sick-ass beards.
Right? Are there any cases yet of women who have done the transformation and they have full, thick-ass beards yet? Have you seen any?
I guess I don't really pay attention that much.
Do you think we've seen any?
Because I just... No? Maybe. Like, because I don't pay attention.
For one, I want to state that I don't give a shit what you're doing with your life. If you have a beard, though, I want to help you.
For real.
Right?
If you have a beard, I am going to give you a nod.
Oh, fuck, I don't care.
I don't care what you have in your pants. If you have a beard, we are going to be friends.
1,000%. But I haven't, you know, because sometimes the media will have, like, more prominent ones, right? From women who have turned to men.
But
I haven't seen any, well, I don't actively go searching on Google, though, for any of this, you know? So, like...
I'm sure, dude. I'm
because the hormone replacement therapy that they have.
I think it all just depends on your genes,
right?
I think it depends on your genes.
Are these gals who are turning into men actually growing much facial hair at all?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Like you and I?
Yeah.
Huh.
Again, it's almost 2022 at this point, Tim.
No shit, right? Isn't that fucking weird to say?
Right.
But for real, like I kind of was wondering that. And
here, we'll do this.
For the men that are turning into women, not turning into, the men that identify as a woman, how do you stop? Does the hormone replacements for men identifying as women, does the hormone replacements stop your beard growth? Or do you just have to shave and wax every day?
I don't know. I think it all just depends. Like,
this trans woman kept her beard and couldn't be happier. That's such an odd look to me.
Yeah. To each his own, like...
Well, of course, but it's just something we never see. Like, okay.
Yeah, like...
See, that's a man identifying as a woman, though. I'm talking about a woman identifying as a man, Corey. That's a man who identifies...
Okay, so,
I'm talking of a woman...
It's showing vice versa.
It's showing you men who are becoming women but keeping the beard. I want to see a woman who's becoming a man and starting the beard. That's what I want to know.
So let me see if I don't know if like,
right.
Cause I don't know if, cause when you look it up, every single thing is the other way around, is man to woman. So I have seen some, I will say on TikTok, I will see some that I follow that I'm like,
sure.
Like, yeah, they have a nice beard.
Right.
Like,
but my question is those guys who are becoming women. Does the hormone therapy replacement therapy stop you from growing facial hair? Is there anything that can stop the hair follicles?
I don't know. Let's check that.
Or do they have to fucking shave? Because, dude, we're men. Like, especially someone with dark hair. Even when you shave, you can still see the outline of your fucking beard, right? Even when you're clean shaven, you can tell you have dark-ass facial hair.
I wouldn't know, dude.
It's been so long.
I say it has been fucking long.
Even since me with fucking lighter hair, I still know. You can still see it.
So with hormonal replacement, can you still grow a beard?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Can you still
just use talk to text?
Grow a beard? Oh, I got this. Fuck yourself. I got this. Does hormone therapy stop?
It does not.
will estrogen help reduce this growth? It probably won't have a significant effect, and having extra facial hair isn't a reason to start hormone therapy. That's not what I'm asking.
I mean, I know plenty of women who just naturally have facial hair, of course, right?
Right.
You know, it's one of those things.
Wait. It may thin and grow slower, but it will rarely go away entirely without electrolysis or laser treatments.
Electrolysis, sure.
Electrolysis. So.
Yeah, laser hair removal, I guess.
It'll thin it out. It'll help it slow the growing.
Huh.
But.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no.
It's interesting. It's just another aspect of a beard that we've never really touched on, you know.
I never thought about it.
Right? It's weird. It's not weird, but it's different to think about.
How do you mean?
Because most people don't think about if a woman is going to grow a beard when she tries to become a man. They mostly think about the, you know, surgeries that you got to go through. The beard's kind of like the last fucking thing you're thinking about.
I don't think about any of it. Like,
well, I'm just saying.
I would say, if you look like a dude, you're a dude to
me. Yeah, like, exactly, but what I was getting at is facial hair makes dudes really look like dudes sometimes.
I agree.
You know, it's one of those things. It's like, are women like pining after that? Like they're longing to be a man? Or they're like, fuck, I just can't wait to have a beard too.
Well, if you think about it, all women have like some sort of facial
hair. I just said that. Yeah, I literally just said that. Because they do.
Yeah.
You know, lots of women fucking do.
It, at least some sort of.
Absolutely. Nobody's fucking clean. Nobody's perfect. Almost said clean shaven, but nobody's perfect.
I am.
Well, that's way debatable.
it depends on who you ask. Yeah. If you ask me, I say yes, but yeah. I'm a little biased.
Sure. Sure. Dude, I was writing a blog the other day. About, like, the history of the mustache, simply because there's not a lot of info about just the mustache out there, right? And we're talking of guys who just wear the mustache, I can't remember who it was. Oh, King James and King Arthur, his son, actually wore mustaches back in their
day. They just had mustaches?
Yeah, which was, like, 1600s or whatever time era it was. I'd have to look at the article, but they wore mustaches.
I guess
in Europe, a lot of people like followed them, so they like popularized it. Dude, one of the czars, you know, a Russian, it was like a dictator, the Tsar Peter the Great or some shit was his name. They actually outlawed mustaches, and they charged you like 1,000. It was 60 to 100 rubles, which is their currency. 60 to 100 rubles. You had to pay to be able to wear your mustache.
Like, is it an annual fee? Like,
yeah, I can't remember. No. It was just to get, I can't remember if it was to get in or if you got caught, because it was like a dictatorship, right?
Oh, fuck. So it's like a fine every time someone sees your mustache? It's a fine,
60 to 100 rubles. And so that really popularized not having one.
Fuck no, I wouldn't.
Right? I'd be I'm saving 100 rubles
like,
every fucking day.
Sorry, right? I like my beard, yeah, but
1,000%.
If someone's gonna be like, "Hey, to live and here,"
the British military, several hundred years ago, made it mandatory to have a mustache.
That's fucking
fucking dope.
Why not?
I know.
See, and I'm one of those that like, why? Okay, no, I can't say that because I know that like. Gas masks and shit.
Need, like, respirators and shit. You need that stuff.
Right. But, like, just regular military dudes, let them grow their fucking beards and shit out when they're, like...
Special operatives always have facial hair. Well,
special ops, but, like...
But you never see, like, fucking gunnery sergeants with a fucking big old beard.
Yeah,
right?
Like, why?
I don't know.
Like...
Dude, it's a fucking... Yeah, but look, you know why?
Winston Churchill didn't have any facial hair either.
Listen, it stems from the top, Corey. Army generals. They don't have facial hair. Colonels don't have facial hair. Guess what? The president, who runs the military.
Chief arguably, and commander.
Yes. No facial hair.
Or commander in chief. Fuck, I fucked that up.
Commander in chief. No facial hair, bro. So, okay. It's like the special operatives, like, you know, like the SEALs and
they always have other cool short beards.
They have cool short beards because, you know why? I think why
contractors.
Is because... Yeah, private contracts. I think they more so need to fit in with the locals where they're operating at.
Like to sneak in.
Yeah.
Under.
I mean, they're already white or black, but they're not Middle Eastern most of the time, right? And
right.
Notoriously, we've been in Iraq for how long? We've been in Afghanistan for how long? So I think they're more so needing to just rock a beard. I don't know why, though.
Why does special ops get woke? Because they're special.
They're fucking badass, dude. Yep. They're fucking badass. I mean, that just proves our point that beards are fucking dope. Beards are cool. They make you look cool.
They also keep my face warm in the winter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And plus,
due to evaporative cooling, they don't make you hot in the summer.
Like, do you know how many times, going back to, beards make you cooler, do you know how many times people have been like, oh, you ride a bike? No.
No, what does that have to do with your beard?
I look like a fucking biker when I'm out some days.
Oh, a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, you think of, bicycle?
Yeah, I was thinking like a fucking Schwinn.
I ride a tandem.
Or a Huffy. Hey, fuck you. I always wanted one of those.
A tandem bike?
No, I want a four-person one, on a beer fest.
That doesn't seem like fun, though.
Fuck yes, it does. I just don't have three friends.
You're not supposed to laugh at that, dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but dude, it seems so fucking bomb. I'm going to film it, of course, but...
I don't know. Tandem bikes seemed fucking weird to me. Like...
Why?
Because why... Why can't you just have separate bikes? Why do you have to have one giant long bike that's ruining my traffic when I'm driving and shit? You're going to be riding around on the road.
Have you seen someone riding that on the road here?
No, I saw
a motorized unicorn?
Motorized unicorn. Fuck, what is it called?
Unicycle, Corey?
Yeah.
Is that a motorized one?
Motorized one.
How the fuck did that work?
I don't know. Like, obviously, like, he was, it was, like,
you sure the guy wasn't just going, with his mouth?
I mean, unless for some reason this unicycle was going, 20 miles an hour, and this dude's really fucking good at what he does.
Motorized unicycle?
Motorized unicycle, dude. Okay. I'm going to look this shit up. You got me looking shit up. All fucking motorized, what the fuck is in unicycle? Motorized unicycle, motherfucker. Look at all this shit.
How does it work? That's not a unicycle, bro.
Hold on.
That's a fucking one wheel.
It's a unicycle. That's a
one wheel. One wheel is totally different.
No, it's not. It's
a unicycle, Corey, is a guy with one bike tire sitting on one seat going up from the forks. That is a unicycle.
That's a three wheeler.
Okay, these other things right here with its one wheel instead of a hub, and then you've got two plates to stand on the side. I've seen those, and they are electric, yes. Much like the one wheels, which is like a skateboard, but with one big ass off-road tire. Everything calls it an
electric fucking unicycle, so go fuck yourself.
No, that seems
go right. Fuck yourself.
I'm thinking traditional unicycle.
Are you telling me that Google's wrong?
Obviously.
Dude, Google is almost as good as Wikipedia.
Wikipedia can be edited by anybody. You can't trust that shit.
No. That's how you know you're getting the best information, is anybody can put anything they want on there.
That part is true because open source stuff works really well. Like, look at Linux.
Exactly.
That's a great OS, right? Lots of people use Linux. I used to use Linux.
Are you going
to
be the one dude that goes around and does the... How do you know someone uses Linux? They'll fucking tell you about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No. I'm just making a point. Like, open source stuff is nice. GIMP, which is the...
I don't think file, you can say that word.
Which is the file manipulation software that I use, is open source, and it's free to everybody, and it's just as powerful as Photoshop, but obviously it's free, so...
You know what's funny is you say GIMP,
yeah.
You think of that, I think of BDSM.
No, it stands for New GNU Image Manipulation, and I can't remember what the P stands for.
Yeah, manipulation, GIMP, it makes sense.
It's fucking stupid.
Right there.
It's stupid. Cool, dude.
You say GIMP and I'm...
Why?
Fuck. Internet. Internet has fucking ruined me.
No, absolutely. The internet has ruined everybody. The internet ruins beards. Those fucking articles about, your beard is covered in feces.
I fucking hated those articles coming out. It was the stupidest fucking thing
I had
ever.
Old family members going, do you think your beard has poop in you right now? I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It does when I eat ass. Sorry.
YOLO. But, I mean, let's be real. Aside from the occasional eating of the ass, when are you going to have poop in your beard?
Exactly. That was the one thing that, the article used to came out. And it was like, it's dirtier. Like, it's got feces in it. And I was like, how? How the fuck do I have,
they figured we wipe our asses and don't wash our hands and touch our balls and shit.
Which, I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes. And then you just rub your face. It's no different than fucking hair on your head, bro. Women have longer hair than we have beards, and they ain't fucking pooping shit all on them. What the hell's the difference?
Because it's on our face.
You've never seen a woman leaned over and her hair is falling down past her face? Same thing.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's shit in everyone's hair. They just didn't test the women's hair.
There's poop particles all over. There's poop particles right around here. They're in the fucking air we breathe, yo. Why do you think you randomly get pink eye? Poop.
Oh, I always thought it's because when I take a nap, you stick your ass
fart on your pillow and shit.
Yeah. I thought that was
weird. I bet your wife does that.
That's probably why I get pink eye.
Do you get pink eye often?
Fuck no.
Oh.
I've never got pink. Well, conjunctivitis? No, I can't say I've never got pink eye. I have gotten pink eye.
Oh, before. I've gotten it a lot.
Really?
Probably, I would say 4 or 5 times throughout my life.
What the fuck?
Dude, I really think it travels well when you play organized sports.
Kinda what are you guys doing in organized sports? Like,
well, when you're tackling people and shit, you know, you're sweating. It feces travels really well in sweat and shit.
Literally. But I don't think...
Dude, you tackle a guy and you rub the rubber pellets out of your eyes. Dude, it can fucking travel anyway. It's airborne, too.
Oh, I was making... I thought you were talking about, you guys playing grab ass in the shower or some shit.
No.
Organized sports, playing grab ass in the shower. Sometimes you get pink eye from it.
No, that's when you just pee on each other's legs. No weird stuff.
You just give each other golden showers. It's just something that you do. It's organized sports, man.
Yeah, it was cool. That was cool.
Did you have a beard in high school?
No, I had
sports?
I had a shitty little, 2-inch wide, just on the very front of my chin, and 3 inches long goatee. I had it just long enough I could put it in my mouth and chew on it. Gross. And it was probably 15 hairs total. I don't know why I had it so long, but I had to have looked like such a fucking idiot.
But you said you had it long enough that you could put it in your mouth and chew on it. Yeah. I'm assuming that's something that you would just sit and do.
Oh yeah, in class.
Gross.
I don't know why.
Dude, you were the kid that I would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I would have beat you up, but yeah. I would have.
I almost got beat up a couple of times in high school.
Who hasn't almost gotten beat up, you know? You're a freshman.
It was, some dude that, pissed me off. He was just constant piece of shit to me. I found some, cup of, whatever the fuck it was. Gross. And his car was parked there. And I was like, oh, fuck you. And I dumped it all over his hood.
Where'd you go to school?
West.
Typical.
Yeah. So.
Hot tub high.
Yeah. Fuck.
Douchebags.
Yeah, dude. Oh, fuck. And I was not. I hung out with skaters and punk kids.
Yeah. Dude, the skater crowd was so cool. I still talk to some of the skater kids that I talked to in high school. Just on Facebook. I don't fucking talk to them.
I go and talk with them and hang out. We go get coffee.
I don't skate, you know. I don't go
get coffee. Dude, I fucking work.
Yeah.
I work.
Working for a living.
We might get sued over that one.
I hope so.
You were super close to the
fuck
song.
Yeah,
I was listening to it for a second.
My mouth was basically a guitar. I can strum the strings with my tongue. Basically, I'm like the world's fastest speed guitarist.
Just made me feel really uncomfortable, that sound right there.
Take notes for your wife. You're welcome.
I've got a beard.
When's your birthday?
June. So we were...
Oh, it already happened?
Yeah. My birthday is next in the family.
When's your birthday?
September.
September what?
Can't tell you.
Why?
Because I want it to be a surprise.
If it lands on a Friday, I fully expect you to be here.
If it lands on a Friday, I will show up piss drunk.
No, that's not good for that's not good for my brand. I can't do that. We'll have to cancel. But what day is it on?
You can't cancel me.
What day is it on?
It's on a fucking Thursday.
Perfect. So it's the 16th.
So I'll be hungover.
It's September 17th.
I'll be hungover.
Holy shit, your birthday is September 11th.
No.
It's the 10th.
No.
9th.
No.
12th.
No.
13th.
You're never going to
guess it. It's the 13th? I already got you, stupid bitch. I got you so good.
You're going to go around. I hope you
I'll
give me
something. I'll just go to your Facebook profile. Fuck, your birthday is.
I'm going to go on there tonight and be like, nope, deleted everything.
All I have to do is type in Corey and your last name and then birthday, and it'll show all the posts from people last year who on your birthday said, happy birthday. Boom.
Looks like I'm going home and deactivating my shit. Looks like someone just became a Facebook
honestly,
hacker.
Honestly, you're welcome if you deactivate it, though, because your life will be... All of our lives would be so much better without social media.
I don't even give a fuck.
Well, I have to.
I rarely use it.
I have to for work.
I rarely use it. I like looking at old Facebook, shit. But it is what it is.
I know.
I like social media to a point. I mean...
Yeah.
I think we're exposing our kids to social media way too early, unfortunately.
I don't want my... Yeah, TikTok, too. I don't want my kids to have... I hope Facebook and Instagram don't exist when my kids are old enough.
Instagram is bad. Like,
because they let you show anything. Like, dude, those slutty ass girls you see on TikTok who get banned for showing too much shit, they're like, hey, check me out on Insta. That's because Instagram don't give a fuck.
I can see, like, titties and shit.
Pretty much.
But at the same time, it's one of those that it's funny.
Titties?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Titties are funny. Mm-hmm, but, like, OnlyFans. More power to the women that are doing OnlyFans and shit like that and the dudes that are doing it.
Fuck yeah.
I've never paid for porn.
Why? Dude, there's so much free stuff out there.
Well,
even the videos where you're like, my God, this one's produced so well. Guess what?
You're going to last 30 seconds.
It'll be free.
No, on top of that, you're lasting like, what, 30 seconds into it? I don't want to spend a whole fucking like... 3 minutes on a video.
The best thing when I was in college, so my freshman year, I was on the football team in college, and we had some obviously kids from all over the U.S. come play with you, and some of these kids came from Idaho, and the one was like, everyone was crowding in their dorm all the time, right? And I was like, oh, what the fuck's going on here? And they were like, dude, they've got the password to a Brazzers account, and I was like, motherfucker. And then, you know,
and this is back in the day.
Okay, so we're talking 2009.
Okay, so back when
we're
there
was the fall of
Mr. Skin and Brazzers was the only things you had available. Well, Pornhub might have been
starting.
Pornhub
was around. Like, Pornhub was around, but you got to remember the internet was really slow.
It was 2009.
Dude, I didn't even have a smartphone then. Fucking laptop.
No.
So you were just stuck to, you know, magazines or pausing movie scenes or whatever you were doing. Who didn't do that, though?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Dude. No, like
Titanic.
Dude, it was just and he was like fucking in. I was like, holy shit, there's so much stuff on here. But it was funny. The guys would just crowd around his dorm room. And thinking back now, I was like, what the fuck? 10, 15, 8-year-old horny ass college kids watching the same porno?
So like, you think that's weird?
I mean,
don't.
Kinda. I mean, I've watched porn with friends, I'll fucking app.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's not that big. Now, no, nobody's jerking off.
No, you're just sitting there watching it because it's...
Yeah, it's not a big jerk session. That would have been weird.
Oh. I mean, to each his own.
Yeah.
Because who hasn't been in that type of situation?
Me.
Well, Tim, you need a...
That's a private deal and I keep mine to
myself. I'm going to give you a little piece of advice that I got
I want advice from you?
Because I have lived... I have fucking lived.
Everyone has lived.
No, well.
Just go on with it.
You'll never know life unless you pull down your pants and you slide on the ice.
That's true. Yeah. I think Abraham Lincoln said that.
Abraham Lincoln did say that. All so. Right. And he had a beard, so that tells you right there.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard. You know, I enjoyed this little bullshitting episode. We landed on a couple topics. Especially the transgender one, you know.
It is it's interesting weird. that it never stops it. Like it's kind of unfortunate.
Really, because those women who want to be men, they're not getting the full experience of having a big ass burly beard.
Well,
I think.
Yes and no, but the ones that transition to women,
they just have to shave all the time, bro,
and that sucks.
Or get laser hair removal.
Like, that's fucking expensive. Like that sucks. I know.
Well, dude, I mean, changing is expensive.
Oh, very much
so. You have to know that those costs an arm and a leg. Or they cost a cock and a pussy, whatever you want to view it as.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Right.
But okay. That's kind of unfortunate. Like,
I know. Because I don't really care what people are doing.
I feel like if you're gonna if you have to transition, it should be something that like hormonal therapy should be able to figure that shit out. Where we've got we can clone sheep and people. Like, come on, you're telling me we can't figure this shit out yet?
We have lizard people walking. Justin Bieber is a fucking lizard person.
I want the proof.
So we know. He's got scales.
I don't believe you. Okay, that's called psoriasis. You asshole.
No, he's got not Crohn's, but he's got Lyme disease.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That fucking sucks,
that
too.
That fucking sucks for him.
I started
love Justin Bieber, dude. I'm not going to lie. I fucking jam out so hard. I asked my wife. I asked her to be my girlfriend with Justin Bieber's song One Less Lonely Girl. I wrote her a poem. No fucking joke. And she framed that shit. Don't bring it in here.
Dude, I want to call you. Said you're such a bitch. Like, that's, oh my God.
Fuck you. I got a wife and two kids out of that shit. I'm fucking luckiest man in the world.
I got a wife out of an Uno card.
What? Double reverse?
No. We were playing Uno. So, like, I proposed to her with Uno.
Did you just have a special card made?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, I had a special card made that...
You were playing.
So, we were all playing Uno. It was me, her mom, her...
What if it had gotten reversed to, like, an ugly cousin or some shit?
Obviously, I waited. I had it, like...
Oh, you had to strategically hold it.
Yeah, like,
Did you place it in the deck, or did you just have it in a pocket?
No. So, well, like, I had it in my pocket. Okay. So, like, I had it... Someone else was holding on to it during the game, and it was just us playing it. I kind of was like, hey, like heads up. And so, like, I pulled it out.
Reversed it to me.
And so, like, I was going. And so, like, I kind of, like, and it's funny because I didn't even really ask her to marry me because I kind of, dude, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I've been there.
Like, you know they're going to say yes, but you're like. There's still part of you that's like, I gotta do this in front of other people so I don't get fucked.
That's why I did it alone. But go on.
But so I got up and like threw down the card.
Domino
and, like,
mother.
Pretty much and like got down and like had the ring. But
did
like,
she cry?
No.
She was just like,
oh, she cried. Oh. I thought you said, did I cry? And I was like,
no.
I didn't cry. I was just like,
oh, dude, the come down from that is fucking hard. It's like, oh God, it's over now. Like
the adrenaline runs, and then
yeah, you're talking to you're talking to yourself, and you're like, all right, little guys, fucking, we're done, we're good.
Yeah,
good.
It's like you just fought like a fucking huge ass dragon,
a demon.
Some nights,
yeah. No, I
some mornings, I guess I should say, right?
Oh, yeah, but for real, episode 9. I kind of honestly
this was a fun short.
Me too. I kind of, well, it wasn't even short. Fucking damn near 45 minutes, but I kind of, right? It flew. But I kind of liked the wind down from having a guest. I really feel like this is important. Like
it's been fun.
We're fucking 9 episodes into this shit already.
It's been a while, right? Already.
Right.
I'm out.
So, peace out. So I kind of liked the wind down and just being able to like get back to our bullshitty roots. You know, because not with every guest, we can't be our
bullshitty self.
Well, we can, but some of them are more serious than others.
Very much so.
You know,
I found my humor doesn't bounce off of everybody.
Exactly. So, but some are really good. But I enjoyed this. This episode will be out Monday. So if you're listening to this, it's already Monday. Sorry, sucka.
Enjoy your Monday.
Fool. Just listen to this at the end of the day.
That way it's a little treat.
Fuck yeah. I should purposely upload it at the end. No, fuck that. We need the views. I usually upload them when I get to work at 6:15. So
that's gross. 6:15. I'm up at 6:15 though.
That's an exaggeration. Sometimes it's 6:20, 6:25 by the time I get here.
I get it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys very much again. I am Tim with my co-host,
Mr. Corey,
and this is the Beards Next Door podcast presented by Beard Mountain. If you're interested in my products, get your products at beardmountain.com.